The New England Patriots will not get a chance to repeat as Super Bowl champions. The Pats lost to the Denver Broncos in the AFC title game yesterday, 20-18 in Denver. The Patriots rallied in the final 2 minutes to score a touchdown, but then couldn't pull off a two-point conversion to tie the game. Quarterback Tom Brady called it disappointing.
You know, it's just tough for us to ever get into a rhythm and, you know, finally to score some points there at the end. And then for it to come down to a two-point conversion is a tough way to obviously end the season.
So it'll be the Broncos versus the Carolina Panthers in Super Bowl 50 2 weeks from now instead of the Pats playing the Panthers. For a look at the game and to assess the Pats' entire season, we welcome back to the studio ESPN.com reporter Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob. It's already been a long one. I was on a red-eye flight with a lot of disappointed Patriots fans back from Denver.
All right, let's start where Tom Brady left off. He said the Pats never got into a rhythm yesterday on offense, and that certainly was true looking at the game. What happened?
Well, the main thing that happened was the Patriots struggled to protect Tom Brady. When you look at how many hits he took, the official total was 20. Some people actually recorded a few more hits. That is an astounding number of quarterback hits. So their protection in front of him, the offensive line, really had one of its worst days.
You know, a lot of people were talking about after the game why the Pats didn't use the style of offense that worked so well for them during the entire season, that hurry-up, no-huddle offense. Instead, they seemed to abandon that yesterday. Do we know why?
We don't know why, Bob, but I think sometimes it can be very simply come down to, can you block the other team? And whether you're hurrying up or slowing it down a little bit, you still have to do the fundamentals of blocking. And credit needs to go to that Denver defense. Sometimes the other team just rises up and plays that much better, and that defense is the best in the NFL, and maybe we underrated it a little bit entering this game.
What made him so good, the Broncos defense yesterday?
They have two outstanding pass rushers, players that from the edge can get to the quarterback and get there fast. So the Patriots passing game is predicated on getting the ball out of Tom Brady's hands quickly, you know, 2 seconds and the ball is out. Well, if the pass rushers can get there, specifically a player by the name of Von Miller, who's one of the best in the NFL, if he can get there in 1.5 seconds or a little bit short of 2 seconds, well, that disrupts that quick passing game for the Patriots.
You know, even though they lost, and even though the Broncos scored 20 points in their win, the Patriots' defense played pretty well. They kept the game close.
They kept the game close in the second half, Bob, and they also stopped the run. You know, we talked about that leading into the game, that they really almost wanted to put the game in Peyton Manning's hands and make him throw it, and they did that. You know, the Broncos finished the game with 99 rushing yards on 30 attempts, and that's an average of 3.3 yards per carry. The Patriots will take that every time. Peyton Manning maybe played a little bit better at quarterback than they thought.
You know, we should point out, even though it was a two-point game, 20-18 Broncos, it didn't feel that close. It felt like this was the Broncos game.
It certainly did, and Tom Brady echoed that after the game when he said it was an uphill climb. They couldn't play the game on their terms. And one of the unusual things, Bob, and I want to ask Bill Belichick this later today in his wrap-up news conference at 9 a.m., is the Patriots won the opening coin toss, and when they do that, they usually defer, which means they kick to the other team so they can get the ball at the start of the second half. In this game, they actually elected to receive at the start of the game, a break from their normal routine, and it was almost like, why are you going away from what has worked for you all that time? So it was an unusual start to the game, and that sort of played out as the game unfolded.
And then, of course, they did not score on that first drive.
That's right. They went five plays and a punt.
All right. Kicker Steven Guskowski missed an extra point for the Pats yesterday after a touchdown, and then after the game blamed himself for the loss because he missed that extra point. But how much of the blame does he actually deserve?
I feel that it's minimal, and the reason that came, you know, back full circle was that at the end of the game when the Patriots scored a touchdown, they needed to go for 2 points to tie the game. If Steven Guskowski, who is the Pro Bowl kicker, the All-Pro kicker, which means he's the best player in the NFL at his position, if he didn't miss that extra point in the first quarter, you know, they would have had to only go for one and tie the game and go into overtime. He said he took his eye off the ball a split second too early, which is why he missed it. But I think he's being a little bit too hard on himself.
All right. Unfortunately, 2 weeks early, we have to look back on the 2015 season instead of looking back after the Super Bowl, which we had hoped the Patriots would be in. How should fans view the 2015 season?
Well, it's obviously a disappointment because they didn't get to defend their Super Bowl and become the first back-to-back Super Bowl champion since they accomplished it in 2003-2004. That's how high the bar has been raised here in New England. But I think one thing you can look at is even on a day they didn't play their best against the Broncos, you saw how they were in it at the end, Bob, and they fight. And that's really one of the true fabrics, if you will, of Bill Belichick coach teams. They always give you everything they have. This year it wasn't good enough, and a lot of credit there needs to go to the Denver Broncos. They really deserve to win that game yesterday. They played better.
Beyond Tom Brady, who will be back next season, what do the Pats have to build on next season?
They have a great young core, Bob. You know, every year in free agency, players come and go, but this year they don't have a lot of players that are scheduled to leave. Their top free agent is the big running back, LeGarrette Blount, and they might even want to move on from him because he's getting a little bit older in NFL years. They have a lot of draft picks. They have salary cap space to add new players. They should be well positioned as long as Tom Brady, getting onto 39 years old in August, still continues to ascend and play at the high level that he does.
All right. You mentioned he's 39. We saw that he had trouble staying on his feet last night because of the Broncos defense continually knocking him down. Is one of the top priorities, or does one of the top priorities need to be a front line that can do a better job at protecting an aging quarterback?
I think that will be part of it, Bob, whether that's, you know, adding new players or just hoping that the players they have, you know, continue to develop. But with that becomes, you know, get him a running game. Sometimes, you know, we saw with Peyton Manning, when he has a little bit of help with defense and a running game, he doesn't have to do as much. The Patriots only rushed for 44 yards on 17 carries. Bill Belichick said after the game, when you don't have a running game to help settle things down, it's hard to win, especially when you're on the road. So a running game, maybe another receiver to throw to when you have some injuries, in addition to those players up front on the offensive line.
All right, quick answer to this last question. You expect Tom Brady to be as good next season as he was this season, with the exception of last night?
Bob, one thing I've learned about Tom Brady since covering him, since he came into the league in 2000, never bet against him. He, you know, you don't beat Father Time, but he seems to do a pretty good job at holding it off.
Well, Mike Reese, I wish we were having this conversation 2 weeks from now, but thank you very much for coming in this morning, and thanks for your work all season long covering the Patriots
for us. It's been enjoyable. Thanks so much for having me.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and has provided an analysis for us through the season.